Hi again, everybody. It's Friday, the 1st of May. Hard to believe we're into the month of May after well over a month now of lockdown. And the weather's taken a little bit of a change, but it's still beautiful and peaceful here in Mount Sandal Forest. I'm not sure if you can hear the birds singing, but every time I hear the birds sing, I remember the words of our Saviour who said to us, consider or behold the fowls of the air. I'm going to share a lovely verse of scripture with you. It's the last verse of the last chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Whenever the Saviour spoke to his disciples, having given them the Great Commission, he encouraged them that his presence would go with them, and he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, or unto the end of the age. That's what the word world really means in that verse. Right until the end of the age, the Saviour has promised to be with his servants and with his saints. And that's a verse that you personally can lay claim to. Lo, I am with you always, even on to the end of the age. He is with his people personally. He's with his people perpetually. And he is also with his people powerfully. He promises that all authority and all power is given unto me. I am with you always. Whenever David Livingstone was an aged man, coming back to Glasgow after 16 years on the mission field, his body greatly emaciated and weakened, having survived 27 different varieties of fever, one of his arms hung helplessly at his side, having been ravaged by a lion. And as he addressed the students of that great university, he asked them the question, what do you think sustained me during all of those hardships on the mission field? The toil, the loneliness, the hardships, the fevers, the discouragements. What was it that sustained me? Was it his intellect? No. Was it his ability? No. Was it his resolve, his purpose of heart, his tenacity of spirit? No, it was none of these things. He says it was Christ's promise. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. And there's a lovely verse in the Gospels. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. The Lord will be with his people right unto the end. Right unto the end of this lockdown. Right unto the end of life's journey. This God, the God of David Livingstone, is our God. He will be our guide even unto death. Claim that promise today. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.